We now turn our attention to the future. That means the last couple of shiurim, we've learned about the Mishkan and the Midbar, the Bayis Rishon, the time of David and Shlomo HaMelech, Bayis Sheni, but now we're turning our attention to our main focus, Bayis Shlishi, Histakel B'Shloish HaDvarim. We're trying to start getting involved in the third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that we are all anticipating to see as a reality today. And today we are going to address one of the most fundamental questions in regards to the Bayis Shlishi, and that is, who is actually going to build the Bayis Shlishi? What's the question? That there seems to be a big machloikis in the Rishonim as to who is going to build the Bayis Shlishi. The Rambam clearly writes that one of the simonim, one of the signs for somebody who is going to be Moshiach Vadai, there are different signs that someone has to show in order to we can consider that person Cheskas Moshiach. Then there are things that a person who's Cheskas Moshiach does, in which we then know that this is Mashiach Vaday. Those things are Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Rekabitz Nitcha Yisrael, he's victorious in the wars, he brings the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, builds the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that the Rambam clearly defines and assigns the role of building the Beis HaMikdash to Melech HaMashiach. However, if you ask your local cheder boy, where is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Bayis Shlishi, going to come from? You say, what do you mean? It's going to come from heaven. It's coming from Shemayim, Sekum Tvun Himmel. That's not just cheder talk, which that itself is a good mocker. Ki Yiddish HaKind Lachem Cheder. But this is Beferish Rashi in Toisvis. It's Gemara Sukkah, where Rashi clearly says that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi that we are anxiously awaiting, it's built and ready to come down from Shemayim. So therefore, there seems to be a contradiction. Will Mashiach build the Beis HaMikdash, or will the Eibishter be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash? And this is a big discussion in the Achroinim, as well as in the Rebbe's Siches, how to understand, how do we put together these two seemingly opposing and opposite opinions. And in short, there are four answers given in the Rebbe's Siches, throughout different Siches of the Rebbe. The first answer is a classical answer that the Gemara uses. In general, there are many contradictions in regards to Yemois HaMashiach. For example, is Mashiach going to come as a poor man, like we had in Parsha Shmois? It says he's coming Ani V'roichev Al HaChamor, on the donkey that Avraham Avinu used, that Moshe Rabbeinu used, and that Melech HaMashiach will use. So we have, he's coming on a donkey. Another pasuk says, Aru Memanani Shmai, he's going to come flying in on clouds. Pasuk in Daniel. So is he coming on the clouds, or is he coming on the donkey? What's pshat? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin already asked this question. And the Gemara says, well, it depends if zachu or loy zachu. It really depends what level of gula are we talking about. If Yidin are on a very high, virtuous level, zachu, so then there's going to be miracles. It's going to come in Manane Shmaya. If Yidin are loy zachu, and the Eibishter says, well, if I don't get them now, who knows what's going to be? So it's going to be more of a Oni V'roichev Al HaChamor. So same way you could say, well, depends. If Yidin are zachu, it's going to come from Shemayim. If it's loy zachu, it's going to come from the Aretz. We're going to have to build it. You can address the question in that way. Another possible way is similar to what we explained. The Rambam says that the Bayis Shlishi was told to Yecheskel between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And when they came to build the Bayis Sheni, they really wanted to build it like the Bayis Shlishi, but there was one problem. It wasn't very clear from Yechezkel how things should be built. So according to this, on this foundation, certain Achronim answer that Mashiach is going to build the parts that we could figure out from Yechezkel. The parts which we can't figure out, the Eibishter will fill. So it's like almost like two buildings coming together. That the parts that we know how to build, Mashiach will build. The parts which have to come from Shemayim are the parts that we do not know, the unknown, the vague parts of the Nevuah of Yechezkel. A third answer, which doesn't fit so well in Pashtus HaInyonim, is that when it says that the Eibishter will build Bayis Shlishi, it doesn't mean the actual building is floating down from heaven. It means the koyach of the Eibishter is going to be infused into the Bayis Shlishi. Seemingly, any building has to fall apart at some point. How could a bayis be nitzchi? How could a bayis be everlasting? How could a bayis last forever? That comes from a certain infusion of Ein Soif. That comes from a certain level of Kedusha. So this spiritual bayis, which is the koyach hanitzchius, will come down from Shemayim, and that will get fused and will be joined and will turn, it will become one with the bayis that we build. We're going to build the bayis out of the, you know, the bricks and mortar, as they say. But the special ruchniyistik koyach, which will enable the Beis HaMikdash to last forever, will come from Shemayim. But the fourth answer is the most accepted answer. It's brought down a few times in different sichas, which is gevaldik echidush. And that is that the Beis HaMikdash is coming from Shemayim. But the Beis HaMikdash that's coming from Shemayim is going to be missing one component. One part is not going to be there. And that part are the front doors. It's brought down that when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Tavu Baretz She'areha, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, the front gates, went into the ground. Mashiach will restore these gates, these She'arim, onto the Beis HaMikdash. And being that a house that has no doors is not considered built because it's open for everybody, so by putting on the gates, the door, that makes it a bayis. So Mashiach v'yivne Beis HaMikdash, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, we can't speak about this topic and not mention that the Rebbe brings down that the Rambam uses an interesting expression. Instead of saying that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in its place in Yerushalayim, the Rambam says Beis HaMikdash will be built in his place, Mashiach's place. What is the Rambam hinting to when he says the Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash in his place? And the Rebbe explains in the famous Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel that the Rambam is referring to the Beis HaMikdash that Melech HaMashiach builds in the time of Galus, the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, as a taste and as a step one in his eventual building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.